This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of conversation. In fact, Wednesday, the 24th of August, is upon us. So does that mean a week from today, the last day of the month of August? Don't you, it really is troublesome for me to count down. It reminds me of the guy that worked in the post office. Every time I go in, I'd see these big X's across the days. And I said to him one day, why do you put X's across each day at the end of the day? He says, one less day I have to work. And one day closer to my retirement. Man, I wouldn't want to spend my life like that. I hope that you have a job and things to do with your time that are productive, worthwhile, and make you happy. Because after all, if you're not happy at your job, your life has to be pretty miserable. The program is called Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, in depth with Kara Schillen in this hour, focusing first on the politics of the Democratic Party, the politics of the Republican Party. Former President Jimmy Carter said yesterday a video message that Hillary Clinton has his support. That's pretty obvious. President's announcement wasn't surprising, given that he's a Democrat. But what he said is what's sort of interesting is he reiterates his support for Mrs. Clinton. Now, this is getting some attention. Carter said, quote, it's been an exciting and unprecedented kind of campaign this year. Unfortunately, the way it's turned out, both choices in the major parties are quite unpopular. Conceding his party's candidate is unpopular is certainly honest. Might sting a bit for the Clintons, but he's right. Clinton and Trump are historically unpopular. And if you believe the polls, many of them suggest this election year and the turnout that will come about in November may be the lowest percentage-wise of eligible voters in the history of the country. What does that do for any of us? And we said that about Barack Obama and George Bush. Some people said it about Hillary Clinton's husband. CBS News poll shows Clinton leading Trump in a couple of the swing states, Florida and New Hampshire. Majority of voters surveyed there don't trust her. Majority of voters in the same state said they don't think Trump has good temperament or good judgment. So Carter's blunt statement makes it clear he feels there's one obvious choice for president. He said, I don't have any doubt that one of the candidates is better qualified than the other. Sort of in true Jimmy Carter fashion, he put the kibosh on any more political talk, turned his attention to one of his great passions, Habitat for Humanity, taking the focus off. There's no secret that there is no love lost between the Clinton family and the Carter family. In fact, if you watch Jimmy Carter's body language at any event where all of the past presidents show up, for example, when Barack Obama was sworn in, the pomp and ceremony which brings the former presidents together up where everybody, all the important people are for the swearing in, Carter will, as often as he finds himself next to Clinton or forced to shake his hand, you can watch his face, and then he moves away from him. He being the religious sort, all of the foolishness with Clinton and his affairs and womanizing has turned Carter off, and he has made it very clear in his actions that he just doesn't like Clinton. But under the circumstances, how's a lifelong Democrat going to support anything or anybody other than the person who's on the top of the ticket that has a D next to his or her name, right, under the circumstances? I'm going back a bit in my mind to when Obama ran for re-election. The Democrats were talking about Mitt Romney. They were horrified by him, but they're more horrified by the prospect of Donald Trump in the White House. So the people who were so against, this is what so stinks about politics. These people are not to be believed. They don't tell the truth. So now they talk about Romney as they denounce Trump as unfit and unhinged. They describe Romney as principled and competent and honorable. It's kind of like what was said by Mrs. Clinton about Obama when she was running 8 years ago, and vice versa, what he said about her. I don't know who I'm running against. I remember hearing that a number of times. That was the reference to the fact that Bill Clinton was out on the road stumping for his wife. Democrats spent hundreds of millions of dollars portraying Romney as callous, unpatriotic, a pet abuser, rich, rich, rich. But Trump makes everything relative. The campaign manager for Obama said that he was in it for the right reasons, at least, more than Trump. And then you look at some of this other harsh conversation, the temperament stuff. There's a lot of reason to question Trump, no question about that, and his qualifications. But the hypocrisy that is so there, unqualified. Why is he unqualified? Dangerous? Why is he dangerous? Wrong ideas? The ideas just don't agree with yours. That means he's unfit? For some people, it does. There are a lot of people raising a lot of money to try to defeat Mr. Trump. A lot of money going into Hillary Clinton's coffers. And so what happens under the circumstances with all that money and to the focus on getting into the White House and the influence that that brings with it? I think you're going to hear a lot more of this sort of thing. The Clinton-Cain ticket. It's just, I throw my hands up in the air. What do you do? How do you feel about all of this stuff? 888-302-3684. Follow the Twitter conversation, which continues at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. Any kind of comments about any of the things that are brought up here, help yourself to an email too. Doug@DougStephan.com. 14 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and impulse leads to behavior. if we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hi, we have 17, almost 18 after the hour. The immigration discussion, Donald Trump yesterday indicating he could be on his way to one of the most surprising policy shifts in his campaign. He might be open to letting at least some undocumented immigrants in the U.S. stay. But who will stay and under what circumstances? There's a very upsetting report floating around today about South American smuggling networks and who's coming into our country because of or through them. The Southern Command reports that Sunni extremists may be crossing the border with help from smugglers. Immigration is the hot-button issue for a lot of people this year. Experts say that these smuggling rings could be tied to countries that are terrorist connections to Daesh. Here's the story.
The U.S. Southern Command stated in an internal report that Sunni extremists might be crossing American borders with help from smugglers in South America. A Southcom spokeswoman did not address the report directly, but told the Washington Free Beacon, in 2015, we saw a total of 331,000 migrants enter the southwestern border between the U.S. and Mexico. Of that, we estimate more than 30,000 of those were from countries of terrorist concern. Those countries include 34 nations in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia, the Washington Free Beacon reported. Part of what makes dealing with migrants from these areas so difficult is the lack of information present in the countries they choose to travel through. In this case, countries in South America. In June, the Washington Times reported that roughly a dozen Middle Eastern men, including an Afghan linked to the Taliban, were smuggled across the U.S. border through a network in Brazil. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper testified in front of a Senate hearing in February that members of ISIS could be entering the United States as immigrants. But Joel Vargas, head of Contingent Security Services and a consultant to law enforcement agencies, told the Washington Free Beacon the information simply is not true. He said evidence regarding relationships between Sunni extremists and smugglers does not exist, but that existing smuggling networks from Central America are increasing their access.
Are you comfortable with that or uncomfortable? I thought it was interesting last night with Hannity. Trump said we have some great people in this country, some great, great people, but we're going to follow the laws of the country. And what people don't realize, we have very strong laws. This is a pretty significant shift in policy and tone, don't you think? Trump was touting heretofore the Eisenhower-era Operation Wetback program. Imagine using that terminology today. Operation Wetback, which allowed the government to round up and deport hundreds of thousands of undocumented Mexicans, and some even died in the process. People, I thought Eisenhower was great. I was a kid when he was the president. And I don't have a problem with sending the illegals home. I don't know that I want to send them home in a box, but it is interesting to see, again, both of the stories we've talked about so far show political flip-flopping. 21 after the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Time for a bit of a Sting concert, 23 and change after the hour here, with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Sting. We were just talking about what happens with women in domestic abuse cases, what it's doing to their brains in some circumstances. Team Sting has had his brain scanned and analyzed for the purposes of studying how people who are great musicians mentally function. He was in Montreal for a show, met with a cognitive psychologist named Daniel Levitin, who, alongside colleague Scott Grafton, analyzed the MRI images to study how Sting's brain worked. How does the musician's brain work? And they use this state-of-the-art technique that's used, frankly, by the same people. This is a process developed by a company called Seriscan in Denver.
And you did this, right, Doug?
I went through myself. They've used it a lot of football players to figure out what's going on in their brain.
Did you do follow-ups with them, Dougie, once you scanned?
I had. I actually was there not long ago to get a follow-up, and I'll have it. I haven't needed to have another scan because I actually haven't shown the signs they thought I was going to refresh just for a second. I had, basically, I have a friend who ran this company. I thought it was a fascinating story, so I went out there and did the program from their office for a day to talk about our brains. I had just become aware of how bad football was for you, and I got onto a big toot at my alma mater when I was still on the board of trustees there about the football and the college level, because I saw pictures of my brain and a bunch of football players' brains. They were pretty well scrambled. And so I took that and sort of ran with it, and it has been the cause of me being as concerned as I am about lots of athletic events, where whether it's soccer, even cheerleading, hockey, wrestling, boxing, football, all of these things that are great cause for concern if you want to live a long, healthy, happy life. One of the things that came out of it was the reason Alzheimer's and dementia increasing is because the number of head injuries is increasing, And then from that, there have been a lot of different things, like this study of Sting's brain, to see why you are good at what you're good at. Like, I could have my brain examined to find out why I'm a good talker. Or you could have your brain examined to find out, like Michael Phelps, what's going on in his brain that made him a good swimmer. Or, you know, why is a name a politician who's good at what he or she does, and what's in the brain that makes it good at what you do? So in this circumstance, they made maps of his brain. The author, this guy Levitin, has written a book called This Is Your Brain on Music. He said that it's important because at the heart of a great musician is the ability to manipulate in one's mind representation of a desired sound escape. I have so much respect, and I'm fascinated by this, because when I was in school learning about Mozart and Beethoven, the 12 or whatever they were able to create this music, you say, well, these people were geniuses. No, well, maybe they were, but there's more to it than that. It's the way your brain is put together. What is it? What
and the
connects
way you,
the...
Yeah, and the way he must see notes.
Right.
Put them together.
Or hear
yeah.
in your brain
right. yeah, you
what
have...
goes on. Minor keys, melodic motifs, you know, all of this stuff. The Beatles are the same way, or anybody who's
right.
done this
right.
creatively. This is really fascinating stuff. And
I think they made him go through two different songs, right? He went back and forth, and then they
yeah.
wanted to see what he heard compared yep. to what like the regular layman would hear.
Yeah, right. Yep, yeah, yeah. So yeah, this is a good use of this technique or this tool, other than just always kind of being negative, looking at how much damage has been done. Just a way for you to understand how your brain works, period. So, good for Sting. 28 past the hour. If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Switching to the CVS Pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS Pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Doug Steffen, very friendly. Kara Schilling is very friendly. There are a lot of people in the world who are trying to get us all together and make the world a better place. I consider them to be my friends as well, and I know you're among them, so welcome to the group. A lot of people today talking about what happened overnight in Italy. Italy. People always make fun of me when I say Italy, or the way I pronounce I-T-A-L-Y, Italy. There was a huge, devastating earthquake, 6.4, I think it was, 10, 12 people. Some people say many as 21 are dead. There are a lot of these little villages. And they say, I don't remember ever hearing a story about an earthquake in Italy. But I'm looking at some of the video, cars upside down, under rubble. And it's interesting. Well, in an old country like that, a lot of the buildings just are not, the old buildings are just not strong enough to withstand this kind of fracture or fission in the earth. Here's a state broadcaster with an overview of the damage in the story.
This is an area that is not only populated, but of course a lot of the buildings, historic in nature, very structures, they're not going to be able to withstand the magnitude of shaking that we saw here, especially at the shallow nature earthquake sitting less than 10 kilometers. So you're talking about much less buffering to take place from beneath the Earth's surface as this quake rocks this region. So sitting just a little over 100 kilometers away from a city of 2.5 million people being Rome, that's an incredible earthquake that's going to be felt quite a ways away, in particular in Rome, where we know at least moderate shaking was felt. And since this quake struck at 3:30 in the morning, that's something else worth noting. When you're talking about people being asleep potentially during this time, we often say quakes do not kill people. It is structures that kill people. And at 3:36 in the morning, the vast majority of these people are going to be inside structures. So that's something that's certainly worth following over the next couple of hours as we learn more about what's occurring here. But
earthquakes don't kill people. Buildings do. Give this guy a gun. Why earthquake? Of course earthquakes kill people. What a stupid remark, Kamara. Let's not focus on that.
I mean, if they open up a hole in the ground, but it is true that probably the biggest danger to a lot of people is the structure
falling.
That
they're
in.
Exactly. Yeah. There have been 39 aftershocks since early this morning. Italy is, 7 hours ahead. Six hours ahead of us. So this took place, they just put the pieces together.
Yeah, I think it was around 3:30 in the morning there.
Their time.
Yeah.
Right. Which would have been last night time, not but at 9:30, just as many of us were going to bed. So now what do they need? This, by the way, I have been in this part of Italy. It's a beautiful area. Just fabulous. It's one of those fun, neat, we think about Italy as being classic European. It has it has a really strong appeal to it. The area along the Adriatic coast is neat, and it went inland from there. As I think they said, 2.5 hours away from Rome. But in Rome, they could feel the shake for sure. So under the circumstances, what will happen is they'll look a lot for. There'll be a blood drive. They'll be looking. There's a lot of people will be going to the hospital, and you can give blood that could be designated for that area. A lot of Italians who live in this country, people who are Americans of Italian descent, will come together. I've never met a group of people who were so family-oriented. Italian families are so strong, and the love that Italians have for other Italians. It's immense, I find, the connection is just really quite fascinating and wonderful. It's lovely. And so in this time, there will be a lot of people that will be going to give blood, go to the hospital. Don't do it with the Red Cross. Just go to the hospital and give your blood and say where you want it to go. All right? Suffice it to say, there'll be a lot more conversation about that through the course of the day as more is unfolded. Meanwhile, to the north a little bit, and East Germany preparing their citizens for many different disastrous events this week. They want to have a plan in the event that one of the people or some of the group of people that are coming into the country may be a terrorist. There's a new proposal that will require German citizens to have 10 days of food and water. Listen to this.
The German government is apparently planning to tell its citizens to stockpile supplies in case of a catastrophic event. According to a report from a German newspaper out Sunday, the Interior Ministry has come up with a concept for civil defense that the German cabinet will discuss on Wednesday. The outlet says the proposed plan would require all citizens to have enough food supplies on hand to last up to 10 days and enough drinking water for 5 days. The 69-page report says the public would also need to have a fallback supply of energy and cash in case of an emergency. If the government decides to put the proposal into action, it would be the first of its kind since the end of the Cold War. But the move wouldn't be an unfounded one. The entire country seems to still be on edge after a string of violent attacks last month, including 2 Islamist attacks and a deadly shooting spree. Still, the paper says the report doesn't indicate that an imminent attack on German soil is likely.
All right. So let's just do the craziness in Europe caused by all of these people that are coming up from Syria and the Middle East, whoever's filtering in, going across through Turkey and up into Europe. Here's another example. Yesterday in Sydney, Australia, a Frenchman shouting an Arabic phrase stabbed a British woman and killed her and seriously hurt two other men in an attack in the northeast part of Australia. The authorities there aren't sure whether this guy has direct links to Daesh or not, whether he acted alone or not. There still are a lot of crazy people that are being spread out all over the world. So you go back to the immigration question that we were talking about earlier, and what do you do? We're in this country wondering what to do. Trump, tough. A lot of people like him because he was tough on immigration. Now he seems to be softening because of political pressure. Don't we need to be tough in this circumstance? Don't the Germans need to be tough? Don't the French need to be tough? Don't the Brits need to be tough? Don't we all need to be tough? What are we doing? The question about these things, the woman that was killed, stabbed in Britain, what was that, a couple of weeks ago? And then the worry. People go to bed at night without being comfortable. How is it? What a horrible life to lead, isn't it, when you think about it? We go to bed at night and worry about what is going to happen in your town and in your country, in the world. Those people in England, we and Europe, we have no idea how on edge they are, unless you feel like we're on edge here in our country because we are being invaded. I have a story about our invasion of Canada. You're going to say, huh? Yes, Americans invaded Canada yesterday. Story up next here on Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Man alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Do you hear that racket?
That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
46 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, the international report. I haven't spent a lot of time talking about what's going on around the rest of the world other than in Rio, the Olympics, for the past month or so. There have been so many things going on that we could really dig into in this hour in depth. But it is sort of interesting to see what is going on. For example, tanks. Yes. Turkish tanks. Well, actually, tanks made in the United States by our fabulous military-industrial complex crossing into northern Syria today after the earthquake. They didn't feel the earthquake there anyway. They've gone into northern Syria as part of a military operation against Daesh. The aim of the operation, which was codenamed Euphrates Shield, because of the Euphrates River, that separates Turkey from the rest of the Middle East, is to secure territory along its border with Syria, that they're worried about Daesh getting in there and then launching off into Turkey. And again, this goes back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago, how concerned these people must be living on the edge there, and most of the Syrians are coming across into Turkey anyway. Separate sort of thing from the overthrow that was thwarted by the leader of Turkey a few weeks ago. This is part of the unrest. They're just on the edge. Everybody's on the edge there. Here's closer to home the story of a bunch of Americans who invaded Canada. Listen to this.
Well, what was supposed to be a simple rafting trip on the St. Clair River over the weekend turned into an international incident.
That's because more than 1,000 people accidentally drifted past the Canadian border. On Saturday during the annual Port Huron float down, about 1,500 people were taking part in the trip. Police said a mix of fast-moving currents and the changing weather conditions caused everyone to drift over, taking several hours for a bus service to get everyone back into the United States.
coolers tied to their floating tubes. This reminds me of the Muriel Boatlift. Although this is all in fun. I think this meant 1,500 people. Their drinks are in their hands. They're just floating down the river. And there was a lot of wind and the currents grabbed them and brought them across the border into Ontario. So not a lot of fun. They had to deal with all the Canadian immigration officers. But you think about where everything is so stiff these days, right? So formal. I would have thought that this would have lightened them. I mean, wouldn't the Americans are going to invade Canada? Why would the Canadians? The Canadians are a little stiff anyway. Anybody know any Canadians? Well, the British. We can all have. We give our credit to the British ancestry that many of us have. And then the Canadians are Brits who are lost. I remember one person said, okay, the Brits who really didn't want to be Americans got on a boat and they couldn't quite make it. So they stopped in Canada. And that's where they stayed. All right, so a little light, a little revelry, if you will, at 10 minutes for the hour on Good Day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Let's help those of you who are in the first-time car-buying category, and I'm going to guess that there are any number of you who are confused. It's pretty easy to get confused. You're buying a car. Brian Moody is an editor for Autotrader.com. A lot of information. I use Autotrader. I find it fascinating, Brian. Actually, I'm a big car person. I don't, probably not the right choice of words. I love cars. I have owned, I'll bet you, over the course of my life, I've owned 100 cars.
And what was your favorite one?
A Pontiac Grand Prix, 1969.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good. You know why I bought it? I'll tell you. It was the first time I bought a new car. I just started teaching school. I was working at a radio station in Boston, and I had money to buy a new car. And I wanted to buy a Corvette, but I didn't have the courage to buy the Vette. So I bought the Grand Prix instead.
Yeah. There's no really one, like, I get asked this all the time, as you can imagine, what's the best car? And you're like, yep. Well, I don't know. Do you have a horse trailer? Do you tow jet skis? Do you go off-road? Do
yes.
You commute a long distance?
It yes, to all those questions, person. Yes.
Yep.
So I get a Ford F-150 for that. As a matter of
that's
fact.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I was shopping for a car with my wife, and we went to go look at a certain car, and I said, I really like this one. What do you think? And we sat down inside, turned it on, and she goes, this car has red lights on the interior. And I said, yes, it does. And she goes, that's a car for boys. I don't want this car.
Good
and that
car.
Was it.
That's so what did she end up getting? What did you get? What did she get for herself? What did you buy?
She ended up getting a Nissan Murano because that was a car that had a camera that looks all the way around.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
When you trade in the cars from her, are there dents on all four corners? Is that what is she?
She's actually a pretty good driver.
Is she? Good. All right. So let's get to the heart and soul of this.
Right.
You have done a lot of work, a lot of background here to help people understand what they ought to look for. And I don't even think this is for first-time buyers necessarily, because they're, a lot of the same principles for people who don't pay a lot of attention to this, even though they ought to, because this is an expensive purchase, right?
Right. That's a good point. And I think that, you know, many times these things are applicable to all people, but I think a person who's purchased a new or used car before has a little bit more experience when they think back and think, you know, when I bought that blah, blah, blah car, I didn't need all those features and I didn't want to be paying for it.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
What we're really saying is, consider your budget first, of course, but also consider the kind of car that you think is best for you. Do you really need an SUV? They're very popular, and a lot of people are buying them. And as you can imagine, the more people that want something, well, then the demand goes up, and that means that the prices may go up.
Yeah.
So is it possible that maybe the average person, first-time car buyer, could do with a sedan that has many of the same features, is more compelling to drive, gets better gas mileage? Might not be the best thing for someone who's looking to, you know, figure out what their first new car purchase should be like? I think the answer is yes, and those are the kind of cars we recommend.
All right, so you want to be more specific. The type of car, again, we're talking about probably millennials who are interested.
Yeah.
They have enough cash now, they can afford either the down payment or they can afford the payments. So what are we looking? We're not looking at SUVs, I'm going to guess, probably. We're looking at a smaller car with good gas mileage.
Right, and that's what a lot of those younger buyers are tending toward because, you know, let's just face it, SUVs have certain characteristics that you just can't get away from. They're taller, they're larger usually, they sit higher off the ground, and those things usually add up to stuff like worse gas mileage.
Yeah.
You can get a better car gas mileage-wise if you get, like, say, a coupe or a sedan. There's a couple that I think are very compelling. You look at the Kia Optima is a great one. The Honda Accord is a good one. Even smaller cars, you could look at cars in the class of a Kia Forte or a Honda Civic. Those are cars worth considering because they're going to get better gas mileage. And oftentimes, listen, you're not doing without. These cars have lots of cool features like a fuel-efficient engine, Apple CarPlay. That's the thing where you can interface your phone with the car, wireless charging, sunroof, leather, all those things you can still get in a sedan. You're just not going to pay the premium for an SUV. But let's face it, if you don't need an SUV, why pay for it?
Right. That's people down the road a little bit. I've been a Range Rover buyer since 1994. I've liked them, but they're none of the things you just said.
Right.
So
that's
certainly, you're not going to start with something like that. But there's a lot of great information, it would seem to me. Let's send people to a good place to find more information about what you have suggested here. Let's get a little more detail. Where can we go?
Yeah, you can go to autotrader.com and read reviews, look at videos, and see what other buyers think about their car. It's a good place to do research, and there's really lots of great online resources no matter where you look.
Autotrader.com, Brian Moody, thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.